The 4Ps project is funded by the South Western Railway Customer and Communities Improvement Fund. To find out more, check out southwesternrailway.com or go to the Vectis Radio website.
Hello, I'm Tabs, and today I'm continuing from last week's podcast on the Odyssey. From where I left off, after Odysseus and his crew leave the underworld, they return to Circe's island to bury their friend Elpenor, who they did not know until now had gotten drunk and fallen off the roof of Circe's palace. On the island, Circe then warns Odysseus and his crew of the dangerous Sirens, Scylla, and Charybdis. To sail past the Sirens, Odysseus follows Circe's instructions and blocks his men's ears with beeswax and had them tie him to the mast as they move past the island. Odysseus was the only one to hear this song, and the melody was so dangerous and seductive that he begged and begged to be let go, but his crew only tightened his bindings. The Sirens were easy, but then they had to make their way past Scylla, a six-headed monster woman who would scoop up sailors for each head when ships passed below. And her sister, Charybdis, was practically a giant whirlpool with multiple rows of teeth that would destroy the ship and suck it straight down. Odysseus's strategy was they would sail so close to the cliff to be safe from Charybdis, who they watched from the side, as Scylla's heads came down and abducted six men. Afterwards, they then come to Thrinacia, the island of the sun, which Odysseus wants to just pass by, but the second-in-command, Eurylochus, convinces him to let their men rest after the monstrous slaughter. Due to the storm, the crew stays there for a month, happily surviving on supplies in the ship until those run out, and Eurylochus persuades them to kill the cattle of the sun, despite what Odysseus says. As Odysseus sleeps one afternoon, they do it, and when Helios finds out, he asks Zeus to punish them, which he does when the men set sail once again. He creates another storm, a powerful one that destroys the ship entirely, drowning all of Odysseus's men except for the captain, who floats back to Charybdis and barely survives the second time. He then washes up on Ogygia, Calypso's island, where he has no accounts, as he tells the Phaeacians there are no reasons for him to tell them of his time on the island. 7 years pass, and the goddess Athena discovers where he is and pleads with her father Zeus to free him from his imprisonment with Calypso. Zeus orders Calypso to release Odysseus, to which she agrees and helps by building him a boat and giving him supplies. Alcinous, king of the Phaeacians, loads Odysseus's things onto his boat to bring him back to his own island, and they set off for Scheria. When the ship was seen by Poseidon, he's enraged that the Phaeacians would assist his enemy and asks Zeus to punish them once again. He turns the ship to stone, which causes the standerbys on the island to decide against helping the sailors. When Odysseus arrives in Ithaca, Athena covers the island in a mist so that Odysseus will not recognize it. Odysseus is angry at the Phaeacians for abandoning him until Athena approaches him disguised as a shepherd and informs him that this is indeed Ithaca. Odysseus chooses to keep his identity a secret from her until she reveals her own, which amuses Athena, and she tells him that it is time for him to use his wits to get back at the suitors for their crimes. She tells him to hide out at the hut of Eumaeus, his swineherd, and disguises him as an old vagabond. Then nobody recognizes him. Eumaeus does not recognize the traveler, but invites him in anyways. They share a delightful meal of pork, and the swineherd tells stories in praise of his old king, who he is afraid has been lost over the 20 years. Odysseus tells him that he will see his king very soon, but Eumaeus has already heard of plenty vagabonds trying to get a piece of Penelope in return for false information on Odysseus. Despite thinking he is a liar, Eumaeus grew to like the visitor and allowed him to stay the night, and even gave him a cloak to keep him warm. When asked where he was from, Odysseus lies and tells him that he is from the island Crete, that he fought with Odysseus during the Trojan War, and later had a voyage to Egypt to go wrong, which reduced him to poverty. He states that on his journey, that is when he was told Odysseus was still alive. I'm really sorry this story is still not done. It's hard to fit in 24 books into the time I have. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week.